You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Welcome to the Big Suey, presented by DraftKings.
Why are you listening to this show?
The podcast that seems very similar to the other Dan Le Batard podcast.
I'm sorry, I'm not going to apologize for that.
In fact, the only difference seems to be this imaging.
I have been tempted in restaurants just walking past tables to grab somebody's fries that if they're just there. That hasn't happened to you guys?
I've done it.
And now, here's the marching man to nowhere, Fat Face, and the habitual liar.
Welcome, everybody, to the... I was doing a shutdown full cast. Welcome, everybody, to the Sunday NFL wrap-up here on the Le Batard and Friends YouTube page. Dan, unfortunately, is still hungover and passed out over the bar at Blackbird Ordinary, so he will not be making it tonight. But instead, we've got Billy Gill, Chris Cody, Tony Kaladiud, and Stu Gatz. Hello, 10-Day Tony. That was a big hit and smashing success last night. Oh, thanks to all of our fans that came out to Blackbird Ordinary. That was our first event in what felt like an eternity. We felt your love and probably too many of your breaths. But all in all,
what? Still, I still can't hear. What?
It was pretty loud. Shout out Uncle Scotchy. Did a great job. But the whole VIP roped off area directly in front of the speaker system.
Thank you to the fan who spit in my face. Seriously.
Stu Gatz.
Yes.
We were just having this conversation before we went live. The game of the week in the 4 o'clock window was supposed to be Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes. And I guess a really bad, terrible week for Aaron Rodgers, who showed his ass numerous times last week. Could have been a hell of a lot worse for him if Jordan Love was good. But people are going to welcome Aaron Rodgers and his antibodies back with open arms after seeing what the Green Bay Packers just did at Arrowhead, Stu.
I found myself rooting for Jordan Love because Jordan Love has done nothing wrong, right? He was just drafted by the Packers. He didn't ask for any of this, okay? And so, like, I was rooting for Jordan Love. Listen, we like Aaron Rodgers. I don't like what's transpired over the last, you know, week or so. That's for sure. But we certainly respect him and have a relationship with him on the show. But I found myself rooting for Jordan Love, which was a weird feeling towards the end of that game. Like, I wanted the Packers and Jordan Love to win that game because it had nothing to do with any of this. But the big story from that game is the Chiefs offense is broken. It is completely broken. And that is the story, because Rodgers is going to come back and the Packers are going to be fine. But that Chiefs offense is not going to be fine. It just won't.
The story of that game was how terrible Jordan Love's family seats were. I mean, this is they're trolling him, right? If I'm his family, I'm not sitting there. I'm storming out, and I'm just, like, doing a walkout. I don't know if that would have helped. But
did you guys think you were going to see Aaron Rodgers suit up and still play? Because I thought that was a possibility. No one would have stopped him. Like, it would have been like, hey.
He's had complete disregard for all the protocols anyways. It wouldn't have been – and maybe what Chris Cody just outlined was why Stu Gatz was – rooting for Jordan Love just because of how terrible his girlfriend and his mom's seats were, Chris.
Like, literally at the top. Like, it's not like they were just in the upper deck. They were literally in the last row.
That's on Jordan Love.
I think it's on Rodgers. I think Rodgers made that happen.
How about splurge? How about spend some money for your family, have better seats in your first start?
There was an incredible tweet that I saw from at Turt LaFleur. His tweet was, the Packers haven't had to worry about buying tickets for a quarterback's family in almost two decades. You can see how this one by the wayside. Jordan, you got to go secondary market. Parents, you got to go secondary market. Team, you got to hook it up with some field passes. I know there's COVID protocol, but let's turn our focus back to what Stu Gatz said, because it kind of feels like Green Bay in the middle of the week got a huge get out of jail free card. Because watching that game, the offensive problems for Kansas City persist. Their offense seems to be getting worse week after week, and that's weird because they've just won two consecutive games despite their struggles this season. At that last play of the game, though, you saw a glimpse of Patrick Mahomes making something out of nothing, finding Tyreek Hill, who's just totally improvising there, and that's why Patrick Mahomes was so charged up. That was the Chiefs of old. But prior to that pass, it was, I think, less than 4 yards per passing attempt on average for Patrick Mahomes, too.
But Mike, they put up, he threw for 168 yards. I mean, he had one touchdown. They put up 13 points. Like, I can't recall an offense that was so good that kind of fell apart so quickly. Not to say they can't regain their form. Not to say they can't get it back, because it feels like they can on any given play.
How about the Niners?
Well, no. But Mike, hold on. Let me finish that thought. Like the Niners, maybe, but you know, like Marino and that offense had a long run. This is the difference, Mike, with like these, like Kurt Warner, the greatest show on turf. That offense, the reason it fell apart was because Kurt Warner got old. Patrick Mahomes is 25 years old. Like, I don't like, and you said that's vintage Mahomes, that last play. Like, he's 25, and we're already talking about vintage Pat Mahomes. It's
becoming abundantly clear that it may have to take an offseason for Patrick Mahomes to figure out how to play against two high safeties. We mentioned the Niners, and I saw Chris Cody throw a punch at his computer screen because Tony, our resident private eye, was giving us all the inside information that Kyler Murray and DeAndre Hopkins were going to miss this game for Arizona. He told us, lock in your bets via the DraftKings.
Everyone's a handicapper nowadays.
It's just the play, right? You have Kyler Murray out, you know, top QB in the league. You have your number one weapon out. All of a sudden, Colt McCoy comes out, and it's Texas 2007 or whenever he was at school. He was 24 of like 29 or something. He completed four passes. Like, who saw that coming? Not me. Sorry about that.
I want to know the thought process of, I'm going to, you know what? The crew needs to know this. I got a winner. I need to give it to the boys.
I mean, hey, no Kyler, no Nuke. It's very simple. That was the process. I woke up, I saw it, I said, let me text the guys.
They beat them worse when they did have Kyler Murray and DeAndre Hopkins. It was a bloody Sunday for survivor pools everywhere. And Billy, I'm struggling to figure out who's good and who's bad in this league. That's usually the norm, but in the AFC particularly, I am really struggling here, especially when you take account the really ridiculously weird result that happened in Jacksonville today of 6-9. Urban Meyer celebrating like Frank Beamer.
I didn't get this text. Who was on this text chain? I'm looking for this text.
You're not really a gambler. It was
you
like
want me
degenerate.
To add you next time?
I mean, no, not anymore.
It was the degenerates amongst us.
And I was going to ask you about your dad. I met your mom and your dad yesterday.
My mom was very excited to meet you. My mom is a big fan of Billy Gill.
I forgot to tell you, for some reason, I think, and I could be wrong, didn't your dad used to like broadcast FIU football games like on the radio or something?
He was the voice of FIU football on the radio.
I didn't bring it up to him, and I was kicking myself after. I'm like, God, I should have brought it up to him.
It's a big opportunity, Bill.
I know. A long line of notable names. Your dad, Sedano for like a season.
Mm-hmm. It was a T.Y. Hilton year where he went crazy. That was the big season, 2011 or whatever it was.
Back to your question. I don't know who the hell's good. I don't know who the hell's bad. I don't know what's going on with these teams.
When I asked you that question, I had a feeling it might go to play-by-play for the FIU Panthers at the time.
I heard someone utter they wanted to play a game, and I'm all for
I love a good
right
game.
I want to play the game. I want to play the game. What was the wackiest result today?
Football happened everywhere today, man.
It really did. But it has to be
winner.
It's 6-9 in Jacksonville.
I don't know about that. I think it was the Cleveland Browns.
Wow, that's an insult.
I had
insulting.
It's not insulting. Listen. I had the Bengals as one of the best teams in the AFC. Okay. All of a sudden, the Browns come in, and they make it happen. Nick Chubb looks like Nick Chubb of old. I mean, it was a huge win. Surprising. I didn't think it was going to be 41 points. Surprising.
No, Mike feels good today.
Now we've got vintage Nick Chubb after he missed a couple of games.
Yeah, but Mike, I mean, you wanted to leave with the Browns. Let's be honest. I mean,
No.
But you
did
it because we all would have made fun of you. I mean, come on.
Number one, I am a little insulted that you would put the Browns in the class of the Jags and the Broncos. It was just a 2.5 point spread.
Are the Bengals good?
That's a good question.
There you go.
I
don't know who's good anymore. There's certainly a lot of weird results. I think headed into this game, obviously we had the sample size. I'll take the bait on the Browns. We obviously knew that the Browns play better over the last 3.5 years without Odell Beckham Jr. This is not a revelation. They made it to the playoffs and won a playoff game in Pittsburgh, playing half the season without Odell Beckham Jr., and they were a totally different team. Baker Mayfield presently is having a career year, and you wouldn't know it because of he looked tremendous and the offense was really wide open, but there's plenty of time for Browns chattered throughout the week. 2.5 point underdog is not shocking when you see what the Broncos did today. Sugats, I thought Dak Prescott was in a very weird MVP year. There isn't a lead dog right now. It might just be Tom Brady by default, depending on what Stafford does. But I thought Dak Prescott was in the catbird seat. And then he loses that game to the Broncos, everyone thought had given up on the year.
That was weird. I would say that and the Bills losing are probably, to answer Chris's question, the play's game were the two most surprising results. That was weird. Like, Mike, I remember thinking, I don't know if we talked about it, but like, I think I was talking about it with Tony at one point. The decision to sit that Dak Prescott for a week, even though they won the game. But, like, I'm a big believer in, like, you have something going. The offense is going. You have a
rest
rhythm.
Versus rest versus rust. Rest versus rust.
Yeah. It's like, what are you doing there? Like, your team's playing as well as any team in the NFL. Your quarterback's playing as well as any quarterback in the NFL. He says he's healthy. He says he wants to play. Then you sit him for a week and you get a win. And then he comes back and he doesn't look like the guy that he was before they sat him, last week.
I don't like
that Dallas did that. Now I feel like I'm doing it after the fact, and I probably am because I'm fairly certain I did not call them out for doing it when they actually did
it. Yeah, they won on Sunday Night Football. They won at Minnesota, who still might be in your top five because they took Baltimore. I don't know. Well, I mean, you question the Bengals for losing to the Browns at home. Minnesota also did that, so I think we can chuck them out there a little bit too. I've been reading way too much about calf injuries, and you have to be really careful with calf injuries. Right. And look, that Cooper Rush did the hard part. He won the road game. This was supposed to be a gimme. I was actually surprised Dak Prescott was out there this week. Ezekiel Elliott, he was sort of in and out. It was bizarre. And we knew that the NFC was good and the AFC was really struggling to find itself. What am I supposed to do with one of the worst AFC teams that are in that in the hunt graphic going to presumably one of the best NFC teams, Tony? And not just winning, it was a boat race. That was ugly.
It was such a weird game too, because you keep waiting for the Dallas Cowboys to like figure it out offensively. And you're like, oh, this is the drive. And then no, it's a pick. This is the drive. Oh no, it's a fumble. This is the drive. Oh no, it's three and out. Like, we thought that this was legitimately the best offense in football, and they couldn't get it done against the Broncos, albeit a very good defense who just traded away their best defensive player in the last 10 years, and all of a sudden, they're like Steel Curtain 2.0.
Can we go back to the Browns for a second? What am I missing with this Odell Beckham thing where he's getting Justin Jefferson is wearing shirts to support him? Like, never has there been somebody wearing shirts like for a less, like, what cause are we fighting
for this trap?
What cause are we fighting for with Odell Beckham? He's just getting away.
By the way, he's free to go wherever the hell he wants.
But it's like free Odell. Got to clear waivers.
Hey, it's Mike Ryan. I've been watching sports for a long time now. As an adult, a lot has changed. A lot has changed since I turned 21 in the world, but once I was able to enjoy sports with the wonderful taste of Miller Lite, I knew that there was no topping this. I mean, I think back then, instant replay was barely used in other sports outside of football. So when I wanted to complain about referees, I would get all mad, and then I would take a sip of that Miller Lite, cool myself down, take a beat, and realize there are more important things, like the great taste of Miller Lite. Less filling and only 96 calories, the original light beer since 1975. You remember all those old John Madden ads? I still view them on YouTube occasionally. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Has there been like anything more less important worn in a pregame shirt?
I'm enjoying this. I'm not having to slander Odell. It's been a very long week in terms of fighting Odell stands that apparently haven't watched football since 2016. What's happening with Justin Jefferson, as we've made Odell into a martyr because he has a haircut and a really cool catch from a couple years ago, is that's an LSU thing. Odell is a celebrity that plays football. He's a tastemaker. He is looked up to by a lot of people from a slightly younger generation than he is. He's about to be 29. It's been a while.
It's since really we've just seen... that catch, Mike. It was really just that.
No,
catch.
He had a really good season. He had a really good season after that.
I know,
first he was over 1,000 yards his first season.
Punched
in Cleveland,
the kicking
which was...
net too.
I think what made Odell into this larger than life figure was that catch. You know, on that platform. Like, I mean, everyone saw it. They replayed it 1,000 times. Like, that's his defining moment. That is his moment, and that's I think what made it popular with young people.
Yeah, but that was a really long time ago, and I saw DeSean Jackson signed with the Raiders. That's a good fit. He can just plug into Henry Ruggs' route tree. I'll be curious to see if someone actually puts in a waiver claim for Odell Beckham Jr. because he may be thinking, okay, I'm off to New Orleans and playing back in Louisiana, or I'll join a Super Bowl contender. Maybe picture me with the Chiefs, and all of a sudden you're in Jacksonville or Detroit. It might actually work out that way for him.
Chris, are you thinking if you want to go to the Super Bowl?
Are they good, Bill?
They're done. You think that? So every week, Billy, you've been reinforced by the Chiefs. If they win, they eke it out. They don't look impressive. You're willing to write them off completely.
I had two notes from these games that we were waiting on to end to get started. One was the 49ers game, and I wrote Jimmy Graps. More like Jimmy Craps.
Oh, yes. Wow. What a good steal one. That's a winner. Weekend up, so
good and then for the Packers and the Chiefs game, I wrote Patrick Mahomes. More like Crap Trick Mahomes.
Got to work on that. Team.
I think Billy's tired of football.
Oh my God. I cannot wait for it to be done.
Why though? Wait for Why? It
to be done. Why?
You got an extra hour of sleep.
It's too much. I didn't get an extra hour of sleep. I got up and it said it was extra early. I didn't sleep. I woke up and it said 4:30 and I'm like, what is going on? Yeah. And I remember Tony was telling me about this whole time change yesterday, to which I told him, he's like, I think we're going to lose an hour. I'm like, no, I need that hour. Like, we're not going to lose an hour, which we gained an hour, I think.
Right.
But now everything just seems like a lot later than it actually is.
Yeah, right. Well, the LA
it was 5:40, and I was ready to go to sleep.
Yeah, right, 8:45, Bill.
The
right.
Eagles Chargers game was it felt like it kicked off an hour before all the other 4 o'clock games, and yet it was still dark. Chris, congratulations,
Bolt up, baby, bolt up!
Your Bolts finally win their first game with after you've announced your fandom, and Justin Herbert. I mean, he put him in position to win. This is not the same guy he was a couple of weeks ago, and there were some pretty damning stats. You know that for the most part, Baker Mayfield's having a better year than Justin Herbert. We were a little quick to crown Justin Herbert. Yeah, look,
should Baker be in the conversation for MVP? Is that what you're saying?
No, not at all.
You trade Baker for Herbert. You trade Baker for Herbert tomorrow, Mike.
I would. Look, I think Justin Herbert is better than Baker Mayfield. I think Justin Herbert can transcend, as he showed last year, a bad scheme. I think a lot of things need to go right for Baker Mayfield. One of those things primarily is Odell Beckham Jr. not being on the field. So we'll see once we see this sample extend a little bit more. But look, QB rating, which I would actually veer to QBR, but this is me just cherry picking stats for my argument, naturally. Yeah. But I'm not going to present it like a first take person. QB rating, completion percentage, average yards per completion, which might be surprising because a lot of you think Justin Herbert just bombs the ball down the field. He has a lot of running backs that do things behind the line of scrimmage, and all while throwing twice as many picks as Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield's better than Justin Herbert in all those statistics right now, Stu Guys.
How about looks? How about that?
Because I think
Justin Herbert off the field is more impressive than he is on the field. On the field, he has to wear a helmet. And I think off the field where he doesn't have to wear a helmet. And if you saw in the fourth quarter as the Eagles were driving, the cameraman got lost in Justin Herbert. They went to the sidelines, and Herbert was sitting there. There was wind blowing. His hair was waving. He was just staring at the field. And, like, the cameraman even got lost. He stayed there for, like, a minute. It was fantastic.
It was, like,
game was going on.
There was one slow-motion shot of him, like, on the sideline whipping his hair back to put his helmet on. It was, like...
Yeah.
And we can all agree he has to have the long hair, though, right? If he goes like the buzz cut was scary.
He looks like Anakin from episode one. I think the flowing hair honestly has a lot to do with how we crowned him so early. Maybe let this one play out just a little bit.
I don't want
longer.
To let it play out. The guy's fantastic, but he has some of the best quarterback hair in the history of the NFL. Mike, you and I have talked quarterback hair before. Like the way it comes out of the helmet is like nearly perfect. Yes.
It looks incredible. Cynthia, my wife, sat down next to me for approximately 5 minutes today during the 4 o'clock hour. And she said, "Oh, hello." And it was Jimmy Garoppolo. I'm like, he doesn't even look as good to me anymore. Over the last couple of years, I'm finding flaws in his face that weren't there when he made the Super Bowl down here in Miami. Do they do the Trey Lance thing? This isn't just a Jimmy Garoppolo thing. I outlined earlier Kyle Shanahan just forgetting how to be an aggressive coach. No home field advantage whatsoever. And also lost in all of this is, yet again, Arizona. Incredibly impressive. Hugely impressive to do that with their backup quarterback. I'm sure they were preparing for it as the week went on, even though it was a surprise to everybody except for Tony, who then cost a lot of people on our show a lot of money.
Yeah,
but including this is
for the heads up.
Maybe because it's Arizona and we can't get past that bird on that helmet. But what more do they have to do for everyone to believe in them? Because I think head to head right now, if your life depended on it, Chiefs versus Cardinals, you still might go Chiefs because you think you have a proven commodity. And just based off the evidence of this year's Stugatz, Cardinals are far and away a much better team than Kansas City and might actually be the best team in the NFL.
They might, but in order to know, Billy would have to tell me if they're good or not. He would have to, like, that's
I'm not sure on that.
They're good.
The jury's out.
They're 8-1. You're not.
I think they're good, but I'm not ready to commit to that yet.
Right. I'm not ready to commit. Mike, I don't think anyone's ready. You're not even ready to
commit.
I've been ready.
I could see an early playoff departure
in their future.
So say exactly. There's no doubt.
The pandemic has been tough on Kingsbury, too. He's still good looking, but he doesn't look as good as he did at Texas Tech.
Opted for the sunglasses today in Santa Clara a little bit, maybe hide some of that puffiness that was COVID adjacent over there. Stugatz and Chris Cody, I know because you watch one game, Stugatz, on your TV, and it's usually the Jets, but they played an amazing Thursday nighter. That's one of the weirdest games I had ever seen. So I'm wondering if you guys actually saw any of the Texans-Dolphins game. Because if a Texans and Dolphins game, if that falls in the forest and no one's around to notice it, does it actually fall? This was an awful football game. I'm not exactly sure if it was a worse football game because the Carolina Panthers seem to have that trademark right now.
Jeez, turnovers are fun, though. There was like 8 turnovers in the game. Oh, so I think that makes sense.
Fun?
Aren't turnovers fun?
Yeah.
No. Sam Darnold turned into a pumpkin like 4 weeks ago, and he is just terrible. I have one note on the Panthers game. Panthers,
what's that?
Black tops, white pants. First time in franchise history, I think. End of notes on the Carolina Panthers.
Wait, so Chris, how does this work? Honestly, I know you're Charger Chris now, and you got a victory. Congratulations. Do you watch the entire Dolphin game when it's that bad?
No. I've gotten to the point, I'm just on red zone. Like, I'll go... If I get like, I'll check in, but I am 80% on red zone.
Are you upset that they win such a meaningless game? Because that's the team you're going at. I'd rather have the number one pick at this point.
But they don't have their pick.
They don't have their pick.
Oh, they don't have their pick. That's right.
Football insider.
A little solid though.
Yeah. Well,
whose pick do they have? They have a first round pick though, right?
Is it San Francisco's or is it Philadelphia?
They definitely have a first round pick.
We'll look that up for the time being. But that Tua thing is a surprise. The Tua thing, just when you think Tua's got a beautiful matchup for him to show his talents and a beautiful game against the Texans, one of the teams that he was linked to over the trade deadline, he was going to make this one easy. And then the broken finger comes out of nowhere.
But he's the backup. Like, when have we ever seen this before where a guy is like healthy enough to dress and be available if Jacoby gets hurt, but he doesn't? It was just like, I've never seen that before.
He was active,
so I saw a tweet on this. They had their third string quarterback wasn't activated. So they would go to Tua possibly an emergency situation and he would just maybe hand the ball off a little bit. But yeah, they have three quarterbacks on the roster, but because of the late breaking nature of that injury, they couldn't activate him in time. So Tua was just there fully dressed in the event Jacoby Brissett got his arm tangled in his very loose fitting sleeve.
Is, Is there a Twitter account for record gommies? Because I know you guys are big into the score gommies. Today was the second time ever that 2-1-7 teams played each other. I was just thinking I need to start a record gommy Twitter account and really dive into this, but it seems like a lot of work.
Yeah,
well, Chris,
you know,
a lot of research. To do it,
right? So I already have one Twitter handle that I'm like, you know, in the weeds, lying in the weeds.
Oh, you're gonna break out that one.
I have not revealed that. I know you guys all know. Let's not.
You haven't revealed like breaking news.
No, I don't know. What you're
Wait, guys,
about.
Can we allow Billy to finish his thoughts on why he's tired of football?
What were my thoughts? I don't even know. Did you see Ryan Clark's tweet about the Texans Dolphins game?
It was funny.
No.
This is a quote. The Houston Texans versus Miami Dolphins is one of the worst offensive exhibitions of football ever. If aliens ever want to take football back to their planet, I would show them this game. They'd have the most awful perception of what football is. This way, they could never replace us.
I disagree. Turnovers are fun, man. I'd rather see that game than the 9-6 game.
That game was
a bunch of turnovers are more fun to watch than just three and out punt. Turnovers, exciting.
What sports do you think aliens play?
That's true.
If any.
Well, basketball, right? Space Jam.
Yeah, we know they play basketball, the Monstars.
Mountain. Yeah.
What do you have them play, bro?
Golf? I don't know. On Mars? Golf. I think there's like 18 holes on Mars.
Yes.
I don't think you
All
can
sand
play
traps.
Golf.
The entire thing is sand traps.
The games would be indoors, right? Because of the gravity situation, you would think. Unless they played differently. Maybe they play games we don't know.
You know, I like my NFL oddities, and I would absolutely show an alien race, look, you're in luck. A Josh Allen is lining up against a Josh Allen. This doesn't happen all that often. Ow. And look, a Josh Allen just sacked a Josh Allen. And look, a Josh Allen just intercepted a Josh Allen. And look, a Josh Allen just recovered a fumble from another Josh Allen. It was
a couple of Josh Allens cutting it up.
Yes. That was incredible.
Now, Scott Hansen got a little
too excited about
the name Gasm.
Why is it so exciting for a guy named Josh Allen to like? Scott Hansen spent like 2 minutes just like, can you believe it? What will they do next? And I'm just like, this is. He'll get excited over anything. Chris.
How are you being so cool about it? It's literally something that's never happened before.
Two humans with the same name.
If his name was If it was two John Smiths, would that have been impressive? Like, what
yes,
because Josh Allen's a pretty common name, pretty common, I'd say, in the upper half of all names.
Billy, we're gonna try this one more time because it didn't seem like the Josh Allen thing drew you out. So I'm really trying to get down to the bottom of why you're tired
brass
of football.
Tacks.
Yeah,
brass tacks, man.
I want him to finish that thought because I'm upset that he's talking.
I would like for Billy to finish any thought, really.
It's too much. It's too much work. I mean, I'll get my Sundays back. I lose my Sundays. I spent 17 hours a week with Stugatz recording God Bless Football. I'm tired of that already.
There it is.
Like, it's the useless sound montage, the bucket of death. It's just everything. It's just all the bad things in my life revolve around football. I've noticed.
That's a pretty good life, then. That's a pretty good life.
Well, I mean, yeah, obviously, you know, I could have worse things, but anyway.
I mean,
it is stressful. Football is stressful. Like Sunday mornings, like Sundays, it becomes stressful. Like back when I was, I don't want to make this a back in my day, but I used to call this guy. Okay. His last name was McKelvey. We'll just leave it at that. Okay. I used to call him. I put in a couple of bets. If he was there, great. If I was busy, he was on with someone. You know, he was on with someone else. He wrote it all down in a notebook, and that was it. Like, and then I just sat down and watched football. Now I got to get my daily lineup in. I got to get my seasonal lineup in. I got to make sure that you know. Listen, is McCaffrey playing? If he's not, then I got to put Chuba Hubbard in because I got him as my backup. McCaffrey, I got to get my bets in. I mean, I got to get my suicide pool in.
I picked Dak in my DraftKings thing this week. Of course, I finished 690 something place again. I mean, everybody had a little snowflake next to their name again. No strategies working for me. It just doesn't stop. And today, and I don't know if you guys have this happen on Sundays, I had people over today. So like I couldn't even really watch because I was in a hosting mode, right? So it's like, what what am I going to talk about at 7:30, 7:40?
What does Billy the host look like?
Yes, yes. That's what I was just about to ask.
Yeah, what football snacks did you put out there for your guests?
It wasn't even a football, like, visiting thing. That's the thing. Football was on in the background. It was just to, like, come visit, and it was really, like, and you guys know this, or, you know, everybody but Tony, like, it's like, I want to see the baby. So it's like a come see the baby visit, and then it's like, well,
you saw her.
That's the lowest rank of visits, right? I want to see the baby visit. Is there anything lower than that?
Well, that's usually a quick visit. That's an underrated visit, because it's usually they come, they see, they go.
Yeah. Especially at that age, there's really not much that the baby can do outside of maybe a goo and a ga.
Oh, I know, man. This baby's boring. Do something already. You know what I mean? Talk already.
Enjoy it, Billy. Enjoy it. Enjoy it, my friend.
Well, no. Now we're like in this thing where she'll just make like this, like, and we'll do that for an hour straight. And it's like, it's time to go to sleep. Like, say something.
But nothing is more adorable, right? There's nothing more adorable than your baby doing something.
For 5 minutes. After that, it's kind of like, I got it. You can make that noise. We got it.
Wow.
You'll miss it, Billy, when they start
one of these. Like, all right, I love this. Lingering.
Y'all going to miss this.
Yep.
Miss it, Bill.
But guys, to your point before, it's putting in the survivor pick is the one that I always forget. It's like 12:42, and I'm like, shit, I did everything. I'm feeling good. I'm like, lineups are set. Bets are made, and that's like, oh shit, I gotta put in my survivor.
Is anyone still alive in their survivor pool, Sugats, after today?
Yeah. No, I mean, it was football happened everywhere. I'm telling you, it was all over the place. Jaguars beating the Bills.
Niners. Football didn't happen to the Bengals.
Giants beating the Raiders. Like,
the Bengals lost.
That was so frustrating. That was so frustrating. The Raiders.
Oh, Giants, Raiders,
They were this close of being for real. This close.
See, that's what I mean. It's a wacky week when that's the sixth wackiest thing that happened. The Raiders losing to the Giants.
There are two games that we haven't discussed yet. All right. One of which is the only game that went to overtime this week.
Right? Great game too.
And the other one was a one. Yeah. It was decided by a field goal at the end. It was a 2-point game. But Falcons, Saints, it's really hard to get excited for cement-footed Matty Ice, who actually had a scrambling touchdown today.
He did.
With nice little Zaccheaus, the wee little man, and Justin Gage. Like, he doesn't, outside of Kyle Pitts. Kyle Pitts has like so many attributes that it's almost unfair. Calvin really steps away, and you literally can't have another NFL receiver with an attribute that isn't already dedicated to Kyle Pitts. But Matty Ice defeats Trevor Siemian, 1 week closer to possibly getting Phillip Rivers back into the NFL, so we can all tweet out, it's a Phillip Rivers thing, late in the game, a field to go, one timeout, down four. Sugats, I do want to talk about the one game that went to overtime, though. Lamar Jackson has done this a couple of times this season. It was a really fun game. Vikings jump all over the Ravens early, and it looks like it might be a boat race. And yet again, Lamar Jackson, in obvious passing situations, erases double-digit deficits, two-score deficits, when everyone's sitting on routes, and he and his arm talent and his unprecedented play action that he delivers himself, because he's the running threat. He brings the Ravens back. The Ravens are sitting on top of the AFC North, despite all of those injuries, running out of accolades to heap upon Lamar Jackson, Sue.
He's the best. Him and Aaron Rodgers.
Where are you going with that?
He's the most valuable player to his team. Maybe him, Derrick Henry, Aaron Rodgers in the NFL. Like, he is winning games. There's no tie for first, Billy. He has no wide receivers. He has, you know, he has a couple of running backs. The offensive line's good. The defense is tough. But that guy, like, we've said this a million times, to be like on a field full of world-class athletes, to be a guy who stands out in a way that's he's a better athlete than everyone, is crazy. And he's the most valuable player in the league. And he probably will win MVP, you know, be his second MVP for a guy that a lot of people question whether or not he can play quarterback in the NFL. And so the next thing here is go win a Super Bowl, because I'll be that guy. And I'll start saying it soon, like, go win a Super Bowl. I'm not certain he can, but we'll see. Not because of him, though, but because they don't have enough around him. That's the only reason.
I agree. The thing is, he's the quarterback that elevates everybody else, right? All of a sudden, Hollywood Brown, who was it that said he wouldn't be a starter on another team? I don't remember who said that, but he's elevating
Bart
guys.
Scott, that sounds like a Bart Scott take.
Yeah, yeah, it does. Like it's,
yeah, because he said Baker Mayfield was the most replaceable quarterback in the NFL. So Bart Scott tends to show his ass on stuff
on a lot of those takes. So he's got Hollywood Brown out here looking like a number one. He's got Le'Veon Bell, okay, who wears number 17 in your program, and he's got Devontae Freeman out here running like if it's 2017. Like, he is making these lanes so wide open for guys because he ran for 120 yards today. Think about that as a quarterback. And he also threw for 260-something with three touchdowns. Like, he is, to me, the most fun player to watch. And I have, again, you know, I have him in all my fantasy teams. So I go and seek him to, like, watch him because he's so exciting. But I don't think there's another quarterback like him.
Tony's top five players to watch?
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh, let's go.
You have him off the top of your head?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, good.
I don't have the fanfare.
It's all right.
Okay. Number five, Tyreek Hill.
All right. Ta-da.
Good answer. Good answer.
Good answer.
Number four.
Good answer.
Devontae Adams.
Really?
Not for me. I opt for the quarterback over the receiver in that instance.
I'm going. Hold on.
It's number Tony's three. Top five. Yeah.
It is my top five. Number three.
Very true. Sorry.
Kyler Murray.
Okay. Nice. Good answer. Excellent.
Number two. Call Lamar Jackson.
Lamar Jackson. All right.
Number someone one.
Someone very good is going to be really pissed at Devontae Adams right now.
The big dog. Derrick Henry, number one.
Wow. Russell Wilson is
very
stewing.
Upset.
Yeah. You have Devontae Adams is more exciting than Mr. Unlimited.
Jamar
Chase is very upset. I mean, a lot of people.
He's climbing, Stu. He's top 10. He's top 10. He's not there yet.
Good to
know. How did you talk up Lamar and say how great he is and how important he is and already start pivoting to he needs to win the Super Bowl, though? Like, you're already like three seasons ahead on your argument here.
No,
like, you're arguing yourself.
I'm telling you, that's the next, Billy, we've been doing this forever. That's the next step. It's terrible. I've been trying to erase it from my memory. It's a picture of me at Moss Miami last.
That's
it's
like
a painting
the
of me.
When I close my eyes, I see that in my nightmares. I see that. And
time,
you remember,
let me see one more time.
It haunted me all evening. Like, it really did.
That's it. That's your new artwork. You somehow, how do you look more like a loaded baked potato?
They had to do the chin to you. That's such a dirty move by them. The chin.
You gave them three chins.
I know. It's terrible.
Sometimes I'm going to fall asleep on an airplane and wake up in a cold sweat because I'm going to see that when I close my eyelids.
Like Kevin Durant when he wakes up out of bed, like,
yeah. Prior to that, it was like, I don't know if you saw that video of Patrick Mahomes' fiance that one time celebrating when they clinched like a playoff game.
Right.
I think I have it in my phone. I geotagged it. Yeah, okay. I used to see this in my nightmares before.
And now
but now it's that. It's actually kind of like a similar face that you guys are making too.
You look like that guy that got kicked at the UFC fight yesterday.
Not happy about it.
Was that real? That was real. Know. I just saw a still shot of that. I was like, this can't be someone's face.
So, guys, how did you feel when you saw Lamar throw an interception in overtime? Because I threw up my hands because I had the Vikings in the bucket of death, and I know that you had the Ravens. If you were watching at that time, you had to feel like crap because it was like on the 45 or something. So it was like, they just need to get like 30 yards here, 20, 30 yards. Kirk Cousins, come on, and then just kick a field goal. This is over. I escape a week, and nope, three and out.
I felt awful. Didn't I lose to you last week at that?
Was it last week? It was one of these weeks.
It was a couple of weeks ago. No, I felt awful. And to answer your question, Billy, like, we've been doing this for a while. The last question about Lamar Jackson. The next step on this is go do it in the playoffs. Go do it and go win a Super Bowl. Like, enough MVPs, enough regular season. It's get deep in the playoffs, go win a Super Bowl. That's the next step on this. I'm just telling
you. Where
are
we this season? What does he need to do this season?
I think just get to an AFC championship game. That'd be fine. Get to an AFC. You got to take a next step, Billy. You have to do it at some point.
I feel bad for the people listening back to this one on the podcast, but this is a visual treat right now.
Billy, that's me.
Nailed it.
Yes.
Billy nailed it.
Who is that was kicked in the face?
Tony, you're our MMA guy.
I can't even tell from recreating the picture. I can't even tell who that, it is.
The guy who got kicked in the face looks better. I mean,
let's put a bow on this by the thread of this episode has been Billy and pretty much everybody watching, not really knowing who is good. No. We did one top five already. Tony's top five appointment television football players. I'm very curious to know what Billy's power rankings are right now. That was Frankie Edgar's face, Chris Goey. Oh, thank you very much.
What does Frankie Edgar look like? Hold on.
He doesn't look like that. I know what Frankie Edgar looked like.
Billy looks like.
That was not Frankie Edgar.
Oh, boy.
I can't believe it.
Here, Billy, you put up the before.
Well, I'm looking at my computer.
Turn the camera, Billy. Just turn the camera, Billy.
I don't
know how to do that.
Let me go. Hold on.
But now this is. Let's make this even more visual.
I'll hold up the. What does I'll keep mean? The Sugats
Turn
animated.
The camera.
Is that a foot in his mouth?
Yeah.
In mine?
That looks nothing like Frankie Edgar. Look, Billy.
Oh yeah. My
God. There's a photo of Frankie Edgar prior to that.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
Oh my God, this blue one is so bad.
It's like the evolution of man when Tony holds up the before and like the missing link is Stugatz's face.
Billy, the Patriots good?
Ooh.
It's keeping me up at night, Bill. It's keeping me up at night.
They're going to win the East again.
Yeah. Billy, the good news. Yeah. The good news for Billy is he has his doubts when a team is good when they lose at home to the Cleveland Browns. Well, guess who New England has next week?
Who?
The Cleveland Browns.
Uh-oh.
So real
statement game.
So we'll be able to find out exactly if who's they're who? Good or not. Yeah,
you're right.
That's another young quarterback, by the way. Sorry to jump in. Of Mac Jones, another guy that's better than Tua. Another young quarterback that appears to be better than Tua.
Jalen Hurts went really well for Tua. Honestly,
you thought today went well for him?
You don't think it went well?
No, it did. It went well.
You think that was good for Tua? No, man. Ow. I thought that was just another frustrating turn in this saga that's just so bizarre. No one knew that he wasn't going to play. No one. That's not supposed to be a shocking surprise on a Sunday morning. Finally, the trade deadline came and went, and Tua's name is no longer in the media cycle attached to other teams. And then he doesn't suit up in what would have been an easy win for him.
Not on him, though.
No, but it's just like it just isn't going right for him. It's just hard luck after.
Kobe Brissett did not look good.
It's those sleeves, man. The sleeves are just killer on him. He would be so much better if he had the tight boys, but he's got the loose ones.
Really, there's very recent history. Like this happened with Devontae Parker his entire time down here. Just can't get right. Can't get out of his own way. It's not even his fault half the time. And Tua is replicating the very same thing, Chris.
And my dad, who's like into his camp as much as anybody, is already
in a Pro Tua column.
Yeah, but he's even today after this game, he's talking about, oh, these injuries are starting to become a trend. Like he's even looking for his exit ramp of like, how do I get off of this Tua bandwagon? Billy's I'm here still.
Yeah.
I'm still on it.
Well, no, I mean, I think it looked good for him.
Yeah.
Jacoby Brissett and the Dolphins did not look good today, Stu guys. No. They've looked better with Tua. This is the worst team in the league they were playing against.
Yeah, they
might be the worst in the league.
It's terrible. Listen, so Aaron Rodgers was happy with today's result, right? Like he doesn't care that his friends lost. Right? He was happy. Come on.
Yeah, because he's like saddled Green Bay with Jordan Love, who maybe it's unfair, but he's also not a rookie, right? This is not his first season. He learned behind Aaron Rodgers last year. I don't know if Aaron even talks to the guy.
Aaron doesn't seem like someone who's a willing teacher.
How much is he teaching him?
Very little. I would say that Aaron's doing less for Jordan Love than Brett Favre did for Aaron.
Yeah. Well, Jordan Love just did a lot for Aaron Rodgers in terms of giving him some positive PR in a week that was pretty terrible for him. We're going to have some pretty sharp opinions when it comes to Aaron Rodgers. We all kind of felt a little let down with that, and it was breaking news over the weekend, but he's Kyrie. He's Kyrie now. But worse, he lied. Kyrie, he's been pretty consistent about not getting it. His reasons have evolved and sometimes made no sense. But Aaron Rodgers answered a direct question, are you vaccinated? Yeah, I'm immunized, and we'll get all into that. And Dan actually had the piece of content of the weekend on Friday. Yeah. Ed is praying. That's probably another reason why he's not here. He's still praying at the altar of Aaron after watching what might be Green Bay's future there. Billy, before we sign off here on this show, give me three teams that you're pretty certain are good.
Oh, yes. Wow. Billy's top three.
Ooh. Yeah, top three, because I think top five is too difficult given the Bloody Sunday that we just saw.
Yes. Well, see, the problem is for consistency.
The team of the bye week, Billy.
I just said that I wasn't sure if the Cardinals were good or not, which is not very helpful.
But they could be number four on your list, and you wouldn't have to worry about it.
You can take it back, Billy. It's
bubble team? No, I'm not going to take it back. Come on. I'm not a fool.
How about the Bucks, Billy? Bucks good?
Bucks are good. Bucks are good. Rams are good.
Yeah. Okay. They play the Titans. They play the Titans tonight.
Billy's fishing for one more good team.
I'm not sure that it's the Titans. And
I want you to say the Patriots.
You're going to give it to the Packers?
Not sure. Well, I don't know how that one's going to play out exactly. Well, today was a show me game for the Jaguars. Yeah. We can agree on with that, right?
Absolutely.
They showed us something. Did they not show you something?
They did.
They showed us three field goals. Yeah.
We'll see you guys tomorrow. It'll be a live show on YouTube. Make sure to subscribe. Tony, are we at 100K yet?
Oh, we are blown past 100K. Mm.
All right. Blown Cowboys past 100K. Are not that good.
It's
the Broncos. The Broncos?
No.
Hey, you got your back in it.
If we have 101K, is that blowing by 100?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So the Saints have beaten the Packers and the Bucks and yet just lost to Matty Ice and Zacchaeus.
Yeah, but without their leader.
You know, Jameis.
Yeah.
Well, Billy, is Purdue gone, good?
The Boilermakers.
Spoilermakers and the Purdueties. We'll get into college football, the Aaron Rodgers stuff, all that and more, and probably some Tua talk. And I've got a lot of Browns talk. I will talk my shit tomorrow. Don't you worry.
Let's all sign off with our hands.
Yeah.
See you later.
This has been an oddly visual YouTube anyways. So,
hey, it's Mike Ryan. I've been watching sports for a long time now. As an adult, a lot has changed. A lot has changed since I turned 21 in the world. But once I was able to enjoy sports with the wonderful taste of Miller Lite, I knew that there was no topping this. I mean, I think back then, instant replay was barely used in other sports outside of football. So when I wanted to complain about referees, I would get all mad, and then I would take a sip of that Miller Lite, cool myself down, take a beat, and realize there are more important things, like the great taste of Miller Lite. Less filling, and only 96 calories, the original light beer since 1975. You remember all those old John Madden ads? I still view them on YouTube occasionally. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time! To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.